EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 43 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 24, tonight partly cloudy, highs around 48 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier, the director of the Kansas Bureau of Investigations. Kirk Thompson has announced that he will be retiring after serving more than a decade in the position. As KSNT News reports that he has made the plans to retire roughly a year ago to finally spend time with family.
My plan started to formulate about a year ago, and then I had some discussions with the Attorney General about leaving at the end of this year. I think I'm ready to release the reins and have the next generation kind of come in and take over.
That audio from KSNT News, where he says that the investigations that are ongoing with the KBA right now will not be affected in any way, shape, or form as they continue the transition, and he feels confident in the team to complete the investigations in a proper manner.
My leaving's not going to have any impact whatsoever on the operations of the agency. Things are going to continue to move forward. We have an excellent staff here. They will continue to make sure things get accomplished now and in the future.
Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. For the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Garden City Police Department is warning the public and the community about a rise of smash-and-grab burglaries that are happening throughout the holiday season this year. As KSN News reports, the police department reported that between Friday, November 25th to Sunday, November 26th, they received four different reports of smash-and-grab auto burglaries across town, where they are reminding individuals not to become a target by removing valuables out of your car and never leave your valuables lying in your seat of your vehicle, dashboard, or floors. So make sure to lock your doors, roll up your windows, and engage in anti-theft alarm systems. Keep your car visible and park near other individuals. Never leave your keys in your vehicle. And if you see something suspicious, do call the police right away. They say the calls they have gotten so far have included stealing of items such as cash, purses, wallets, cell phones, and other electronics. In other news, one individual was able to survive a house fire after safely escaping the house fire on Monday morning. WIBW reports the event happened in Osage City. The investigation on the estimate cost of damage and the cause of fire is still ongoing.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, state and local officials across the state of Nebraska are investigating what may be Nebraska's largest case of bank fraud that's related to loans that have been obtained by recently deceased Lincoln developers. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the banks and other lenders have filed claims against the estate of Aaron Marsh Banks and more than $30 million may eclipse $50 million by the end of the investigation. As they say, more than 20 banks and savings loans from Omaha and Lincoln to Curtis to North Platte are all involved, with some even being credit unions. Richard Baer, the president and CEO of the Nebraska Bankers Association, says that his members suspect this may be a case of, quote, a pretty sophisticated fraud involving the use of several limited liability companies to obtain loans that reuse as operating capital for the companies. Right now, the Nebraska Department of Banking and Finance are investigating the issue, but so far, no other information has been released to the public. Many of the banks say that they were seeking payment of unpaid loans, balancing anywhere between $1 to $4 million.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard a request from the Public Works Administrator to name a small stream that flows into Marshall County from Nebraska. The proposed name is Little Mission Creek. It was currently unnamed and flows into Balderson Township for about a half mile before flowing into Mission Creek. They consulted with the Balderson Township officers who don't feel the township is opposed to the name. It's reported the health department buildings in Marysville have been leveled and fill-in work is in progress. Commissioners approved hiring Grant Duncan as deputy sheriff and approved several purchase requests from the sheriff's office, including a whole-body scanning system in the amount of $164,000 to be paid out of American Rescue Plan funds, 11 new body cameras in the amount of $51,000, 10 car cameras in the amount of $90,000. The county attorney has a fund to assist with these payments. Rumble strips were recently installed at the Hanover Junction on K-148 at U.S. Highway 36. The measure in response to public concerns regarding a number of accidents, including several fatalities at the intersection. Initially, Kansas Department of Transportation had indicated the location did not meet criteria for rumble strips, but they did increase signage. Local state legislators led a conversation with the agency, which prompted the change after crash data and factors were considered. Representatives with the Meadowlark Extension District came before Nemahal County Commissioners last week concerning construction of new offices, advising they're probably a year out from moving into their new office space. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week continued discussion on a bridge project on the state line south of Barnston. Marshall County Public Works and Commissioner Fritz Blaske said there's been a lot of previous back-and-forth discussion, and they wanted to speak with the board directly. Gage County Highway Superintendent stated there are permanent easements on the property. Cost of a new bridge was estimated at $193,000 2 years ago. A local resident talked about the easement that's in effect and the number of semis using it from the Kansas property. County attorneys will look at maps and easements with adjacent landowners' legal counsel. The agreement regarding maintenance of roads between Gage and Marshall counties needs to be updated. That was originally done back in the 1990s. Gage County supervisors voted for a special meeting December 21st at 8:30 a.m. to consider bids for bridge repair to a structure on West Dogwood Road. The Nemahal County Sheriff's Office has announced the identity of the individual involved in an accidental drowning at Centralia Lake. Jesse W. Dove was a deputy sheriff in Strasburg, Virginia. On Friday, Nemahal County Dispatch received a 911 call about a watercraft occupied by a single male that had capsized at Centralia Lake. The caller advised there was a man in the water. After an extensive search, it was determined the response was no longer a rescue but recovery. Search continued until dark Friday. It was determined they would continue early Saturday. On Saturday, with the help of Kansas Wildlife and Parks and a local civilian familiar with the lake, the body of Jesse Dove of Strasburg, Virginia, was located. He was a fatality in the drowning accident at Centralia Lake Friday. First responders in Waterville assisted with an anhydrous leak in Waterville late Monday afternoon. Residents were advised to remain indoors for a brief time while the situation was contained. Grass fires reported Friday in Washington County on K-15 south of 22nd Road. Mahaska, Morrillville, and Washington Fire Departments responded. and on U.S. 36 at Arrowhead Road, Morroville, and Haddam. Fire departments were dispatched. Kansas Department of Transportation will close a portion of K-9 in Nemahal County Tuesday and Wednesday this week. 9 to 3, weather permitting, will maintenance crews remove trees along the roadway. Closure approximately 3 miles west of Centralia between County Road C and County Road D or the Baileyville Road. No detours through traffic. We'll need to use alternate routes Tuesday and Wednesday, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Hilda M. Bergman, age 93, of St. Benedict, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict. Rosary, Tuesday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Hilda Bergman. Ann R. Barrett, age 96, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday at noon at Cigna Center in Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Ann Barrett. Carol Lynn Houts, age 66, of Marysville, passed away December 2nd. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 2 until 4 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lynn Houts. Dr. Robert A. Griffin, Sr., age 85, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, December 19th at 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, December 18th, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Dr. Robert Griffin, Sr.
Double the joy! Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year, and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying around average. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 40s. Conditions will stay sunny throughout today and Wednesday before a large low-pressure system moves through over Wednesday night, bringing a chance for some mixed precipitation, including rain, freezing rain, and snow showers. For today, some sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s, and a chance for some freezing rain and rain showers possible throughout Wednesday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Rain showers will continue throughout the day on Thursday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s, and a slight chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Thursday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Conditions clearing up on Friday, staying sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early December, 46. Record high on this date, 77. The average low, 25, and the record low, minus 5. Sunrise this morning, 7:33. Sunset this evening at 5:04.
The most nutritious part of our food often ends up in the wastebasket. We will share one way to remedy that next here on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 6th. It is the 340th day of the year, and actress Lindsay Price celebrates a birthday. Here's a smart way to stretch your food budget and give your immune system a boost at the same time. Save the vegetable scraps you normally throw away, potato peels, onion skins, bean shells, and celery leaves. When you have time, toss those discards into a pot to simmer for about an hour or so. Season with salt, garlic, and herbs of your choice. Strain out the liquid, toss the residue in the compost or garbage, and you'll have a delicious vegetable stock to freeze or use for a hearty soup this winter. The best part? Vegetable skins and leaves are usually the most nutrient-dense part of the plant. It's a nice boost for your immune system right in the middle of cold and flu season. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's Meats in Belleville, 785-955-2322 to book your spot before they're filled. Check out their Facebook for full pricing and information. With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's in Belleville, 785-955-2322.
KNDY.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative presents Fairy Tales on Ice Friday, March 3rd and Saturday, March 4th at the Marysville High School Auditorium. Fairy Tales on Ice features the spinning tale of Beauty and the Beast. See world champion professional skaters bring your favorite fairy tale character to life. Cinderella, Peter Pan, The Little Mermaid, and Little Red Riding Hood. Tickets are on sale now at MarshallCountyArts.org. $15 until December 31st, $20 after. No matter how old, young, or young at heart, this family-friendly show is sure to amaze. Fairy Tales on Ice, presented by Marshall County Arts Cooperative, March 3rd and 4th.
Sheer Quality Furniture is supporting Project Blue Light to honor law enforcement officers who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Please place a blue light on the front porch to recognize the heroes in blue. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After a quiet weekend of college basketball, basketball back in action tonight as the Kansas State Wildcats are coming off their victory on Saturday against Wichita State Shockers, 55-50. They now have a tip-off at 7 p.m. this evening against the Abilene Christian Wildcats. The Wildcat vs. Wildcat tip-off is at home tonight. Kansas State is starting off strong, sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference right now with overall play at 7-1. Kansas State is at home for the next 4 games, as after this one, they are set for tip-off on Sunday coming up next weekend against Incarnate World at 2 p.m. In Jayhawk basketball, you may have to wait just a little bit longer as their next game is on Saturday, December 10th, as they'll be going over a week off after their latest victory against Seton Hall on Thursday last week, 91-65. They're now on the road to take on Missouri. The Jayhawks are 8-1 for the season right now and number 2 in the Big 12 Conference. After their Saturday game, they'll have another full week off before next Saturday when they take on number 10, Indiana.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Bowl season is officially here as we wrap up college football across the state of Kansas. The big one with the Kansas State Wildcats becoming the Big 12 champions for 2022 after beating number 1 TCU by a field goal in overtime over the weekend. The victory put the Wildcats at number 2 in the Big 12 Conference overall with conference play at 7-2. Their overall play at 10-3. It was the only loss that TCU had seen throughout the season, sitting 12-1 overall. They were 9-0 in conference play. And with bowl season officially here, the number 11 Kansas State Wildcats will be heading to the Sugar Bowl as they will be considered playing at home against number 5 Alabama. The Sugar Bowl is set for December 31st at 11 a.m. with kickoff. In Jayhawk football, they may have struggled a little bit throughout the season, but they're on their way to a bowl game as well after finishing the season in the middle of the Big 12 Conference at 6-6 overall. 3-6 in conference play. They're headed to the Liberty Bowl to take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. The Liberty Bowl will be an afternoon kickoff at 4:30 on December 28th. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville at Valley Heights. Games live on KNDY FM 95.5 with Kansas State basketball on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Frankfort takes on Manhattan Chief at Waubonsie. Axtell hosting Glen Hills Christian. Hanover meets St. Xavier. Lynn is at Wakefield. Centralia hosting Keir Paravel. Diller O'Dell at Thayer Central and Southern at Johnson Central. Again, Marysville at Valley Heights, our Tuesday night tip-off, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Limited outdoor growing space or cold winters may have you missing garden fresh tomatoes. Make this the winter you try growing a tomato indoors. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll probably need to start your plants from seeds. Consider growing one of the many small-scale tomato varieties that require less space and increase your chance of success. Grow small plants in 1 to 2 gallon pots and larger varieties in 3 to 5 gallon size containers. Use a pot with drainage holes, fill with a quality potting mix, and place your plant in a south or west-facing window. And consider supplementing with artificial lights. Water thoroughly when the top few inches of soil begin to dry. Fertilize with a slow-release or dilute solution of a flowering houseplant fertilizer according to label directions. And once flowers form, lightly shake the stem to aid in pollination. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Blue Rapids annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 10th, with a fireman's breakfast serving 7 to 11. A craft fair at the library, not until noon. Open houses at businesses throughout the day. Christmas Bazaar in the Blue Rapids Gym runs 8:30 till 3. Kids ornament making at the museum 10 to 4. Live nativity at 4:30 with a chili cook-off. The soup supper begins at 4:30 at the community center. Santa's on hand at the bandstand on the square from 5 until 7 with a lighted parade beginning at 6 p.m. and a raffle drawing to follow. Saturday, December 10th, sponsored by the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce.
An invitation to the annual Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas from Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Jeans Hair Horizons, and Sat Brothers Petroleum.
Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware has a full line of Napa Auto Parts. They're your do-it-best hardware store and stock plumbing and electrical supplies. Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware makes hydraulic hoses and chainsaw chains. They're also an Amazablaze corn stove dealer. Hunting and fishing licenses, fish bait, and ammunition available, too, at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. On the square in Blue Rapids, open daily at 6, Saturdays 8-3, closed on Sundays.
Jeans Hair Horizon, your full-service salon and supplier of the latest Scentsy fragrances.
I offer family haircuts and pedicures and manicures. I do colors, highlights, waxing, perms. I do it all. I carry a lot of Redken and Matrix. Jeans Hair Horizon, 103 West 5th Street in Blue Rapids. It's right on the highway across from Mustang Motors. My phone number is 363-7979. My favorite part of the job is having my customers come in. I love my job.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard all year round to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple, to be your number one source for propane, lubricants, and extreme diesel fuel. And they'll reach that goal by treating you like family. Don't wait for winter to set in. Get that propane tank filled today by calling the winning team at Sapp Brothers Petroleum. Still proudly serving all of Nebraska and the Hanover community, Sapp Brothers is proud to announce their newest location in Blue Rapids. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, servicing your residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs.
An invitation to the annual Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas from Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Jeans Hair Horizons, and Sapp Brothers Petroleum.
The old farmhouse that sits about a dozen miles south of Cresco, Iowa, probably appears to be a lot like other homes built in the Depression era. The barn still stands, and a row of trees provides a windbreak. Take a closer look, and you'll learn that not just any farmer lived here. His work impacted the world, and it's our story on this edition of the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Tom Spindler shares the story of a farm boy who won the Nobel Peace Prize.
By the time that they came to live in this house, which was 1922, Norm was about 8 years old or so, and they had just bought the farm a year or two before that. It was 56 acres.
And it later grew to just over 100 acres in size. Tom is speaking of young Norman Borlaug from the family's home south of Cresco, Iowa. Next to the family home, you will today find the school Norm attended as a boy.
There was 13,000 one-room schoolhouses in the state of Iowa. Eighth grade was the usual ending point, at least for the boys, for sure. Girls would sometimes go on to high school, but boys, they were needed out on the farm.
Both Norman's father and grandfather had attended the very same school and ended their formal education without going to high school. The story would be different for Norman.
They saw in him that he had a spark. Charlotte, his younger sister, said that the family always felt, even when he was a teenage boy, that this guy had something in him that was something special.
The family drove Norman 14 miles into Cresco, where he would board for the week, then come home on the weekends to help on the family's farm. Norman's agriculture teacher and his wrestling coach encouraged him to go to college. His grandfather, Nels, helped make that happen.
As Norm decided to go to the University of Minnesota, as he gave him 11 silver dollars, and he said, Norm, boy, you take this. You can pay your tuition with it for the first quarter. He says, feed your head now so you can feed your belly later.
Norman would go on to feed not only his belly, but teach the world to grow food for millions. More of the story of the farm kid who won the Nobel Peace Prize. Next time, as we travel the countryside near Cresco, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Whether for meat and eggs or just as a hobby, backyard poultry flocks are very popular. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to choose the right chicken breed for you as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Starting a backyard chicken flock is fun for the whole family. The hard part is deciding on the type and breed of bird. Your reasons for raising chickens will influence your list of breeds. They're generally grouped according to their purpose, such as meat, eggs, and ornamental. Jeff Smith is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Cackle Hatchery in Lebanon, Missouri. He says choosing birds for the egg color they produce has become a popular trend, especially those called olive eggers.
It's not really a breed. It's actually a hybrid or a cross, but you're basically breeding parent stocks that one parent might have a real true blue egg it produces as a true breed, and then the other parent will have a real dark egg. So you breed those two together, and that first generation will produce an olive egg type color.
If you have kids and a small backyard, Smith says to consider breeds that are likely to be docile and calm.
Orpingtons generally are pretty docile and friendly and manageable, non-flighty. Brahmas, silky bannies, some Cochin bantams. Ultimately, there's a large percentage of the breeds that are okay for kids and backyard situations. It really boils down to, are you going to spend the time with them so that they become friendly?
No matter what breed you choose, be sure to provide the birds with the best feed available for overall health. Egg layers need calcium and nutrients for egg production. Meat birds require a complete feed with high levels of protein for rapid growth and overall meat quality. Find more tips on choosing a chicken breed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Did you know the Bible talks about giving to others as a spiritual gift? I don't usually think of giving that way. I'll be honest, sometimes it feels more like a should do rather than a want to do. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. But I also know God loves a cheerful giver, especially when you're sharing a gift you received from God in the first place. All of your gifts can be shared with others, your time, your talent, and your treasure. Money is always welcome, but it's not the only way to give. Do you play an instrument or sing? Think about sharing your talent with people in a nursing home or a hospital. If you like to cook, you could sign up at a soup kitchen or offer to make meals at your church. The key to a spiritual gift is that it's given with joy and love, and without the expectation of anything in return. That's the secret to living a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
How NASA helps farmers do their work. Back in a minute with Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
It would be hard for many of the latest ag tech devices to operate if it weren't for NASA. You wouldn't have aerial imaging and precise weather tracking and GPS guidance systems if we didn't have all those satellites in space, for example. Forrest Melton is a program scientist working in a NASA Earth Sciences department. His specialty, water resources.
NASA is working on open data and science initiatives that would make it easier to pull data from NASA satellite missions, from some of the modeling capabilities we're developing, into platforms that individual agricultural organizations or some of their commercial partners may be developing. In the future, it might be that folks are using NASA satellite data every day and never realize it.
Melton and other NASA scientists recently visited farms in Nebraska and Kansas to get a handle on how farmers are working to produce their crops while better managing water resources. He offers a nod to farmers for doing some of their own research.
Individual farmers and ranchers are conducting their own science and evaluation of technologies, trying different practices. And so I think that's another key area that we can support with additional tools and data analysis, potentially even trainings to support on-farm research and application development.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, December the 6th. South America's next soybean crop is almost all in the ground, well, at least in Brazil. While Argentina is having challenges, Dr. Michael Cordonier of Soybeans and Corn Advisor says Brazil planting is almost finished.
The beans are over 90% planted. The only areas left to plant far southern Brazil and far northern Brazil. Now, they could use the rain in some of the western and southern areas of Brazil. And the forecast is calling for rain. Temperatures are hot, so they could use some relief. If the dry areas do get some good rains, now I might raise my soybean estimate a little. If the dry areas don't get very good rains or the coverage isn't very good, then I'll probably leave it unchanged at 151 million tons.
Now, Argentina is a different story as they struggle with hot, dry weather.
Argentina only got some slight relief from the dryness, more so in the southern areas, less so in the northern areas. Now, below normal rainfall expected across most of Argentina for the next 10 days, temperatures have heated up and are forecast to be at or above 100 degrees for the next 10 days. As soybeans are only 29% planted, that's 20 points behind average. The corn is only 25% planted, that's 15 points or so behind average. I've already lowered my Argentine estimates once. I'm leaning towards lowering again because of the adverse weather. So Argentina is problematic, to say the least.
Now, Argentina never really emerged from the drought that plagued last year's crops, and now their wheat is really suffering.
No, they never got out of it. It's been drier ever since. The wheat crop is a complete disaster. They started out at maybe 18, 19 million tons. Now most analysts are down to 10 or 11 million tons and getting lower as you go forward.
And that's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, December the 6th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're having a special stocker feeder sale. Some of our featured consignments this week will be a group of 28 black and buck grand drive red steer and heifer calves that have been weaned for 60 days. The bunk broke. They'll be weighing 475 to 675. We'll have a group of 60 black white faced steers that are all home raised and a long time weaned that'll be weighing 7 to 7 1/4. We're going to have four loads of black heifers that'll be weighing between 775 and 850. And then we'll have a group of 300 mostly black steers that have been on grass that'll be weighing between 875 and 950. If you have any consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212. If you want to see a full list of all our consignments, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com.
A lot of you put up holiday lights around the farm. Stay tuned for safety tips because sometimes lights and electricity don't play well together on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Holiday light decorations resemble Clark Griswold's over-the-top display in the movie Christmas Vacation? Whether that's a yes or no, be mindful of electrical safety as you're stringing them up. Brett Brenner is the president of the Electrical Safety Foundation International. He says first, electricity and water don't mix, so plug electrical cords into an outlet with a ground fault circuit interrupter, or GFCI, for protection from electrical shock. He also recommends checking the extension cords to be sure they're in good shape and rated for the use.
So they should be marked for indoor or outdoor use. You know, the outdoor ones can come inside, but not vice versa. And so it's really important that you're not stringing a bunch of extension cords together to get the length that you want. It's important that you're inspecting the extension cords before you're using them to make sure they're not frayed or damaged or duct taped or, you know, from grandpa's basement, you have no clue where it ever came from.
Whether you have LED or incandescent bulbs, always go through each string of lights before you hang them up.
The same adage goes along. You want to make sure that the cords are inspected, make sure there's no broken bulbs. If you touch anything and you feel any kind of buzz or any kind of sensation, that probably means it's not safe to be used. And then if you're stapling it up, realize that those things are going to damage the internal copper and, you know, protections that are built into some of those cord sets. And it's just something you need to be mindful of to make sure that if you're using them for like the 10th year in a row, it might be time to upgrade to something new.
If you're using a ladder to put up the lights, watch out for power lines. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about holiday light safety at agriculture.com.
Surprise the man in your life this Christmas with something he really wants: more power. Table saws, cordless drills, impacts, trimmers, and chainsaws. Perfect for gift giving, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories. Pull lasting holiday memories fresh from the flame of your new Solo Stove fire pit. Built for the backyard and beyond and great for any age, make a Solo Stove from Hometown Lumber in Marysville the number one gift on your list this year.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Eglin with you on this Tuesday. Here's what we're looking at right now. A little mixed trading going on. Corn for December, 624 right now. That's down 4.75. March corn, 636. That's down 4.5. Kansas City wheat for December, 846 right now. That's down 8.75. Kansas City wheat for March at 822.5. That's down 19.25. Oats for December, 355.5. That's up 16.25. March oats, though, down 3 at 332.75. Taking a look at January soybeans right now, 14.53.25. That's up 15.5. Soybeans for March at 14.59.75. And that's up 14.5. And cotton for December, 86.06 is your current price. That's up $1.12. Cotton for March at 83.64. That's down 22 cents right now. Live cattle for December up down $1.77.5 at 151.45. Live cattle for February, 153.57. That's down $2.25. Feeder cattle for January, 181.45. That's down $2.32.5. Feeder cattle for March at 183.80. That's down $2.57.5. Crude oil for January, 73.77 right now. That's down $3.18. Gold right now for December, 1777.50. That's up $10.10. Gold for February, 1782.40. That's up a dollar right now. Silver for December, 22.38. That's down, that's up 18 cents. Silver for March at 22.33.5. That's down 8 cents currently. Let's take a look at the markets. We got the Dow Jones down 442 right now. S&P down 68. NASDAQ down 236. Trading at 11,003 shares. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Tuesday, December the 6th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Consumers are finally consistently seeing poultry stocked on grocery store shelves, even despite the avian flu looming over Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State poultry specialist Scott Beyer and Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith report on the highly pathogenic avian influenza in Kansas and its characteristics.
HPAI is what we call high path. It is a particular type of avian influenza that's a concern for bird safety and bird health. We'd like it to be controlled because it can cause devastation in the industry.
We've had some cases here. This last spring, we actually had 6 cases. This fall, we've had 3 more additional cases. They've been in all on our eastern side, but spread out Johnson County, Neosho County, as well as Shawnee County.
As the birds go, you know, north and south all the time, there's different species coming through at different times. And unfortunately, none of those are on specific dates, and they don't follow a specific line every time. But it is a general pattern that we saw, and sure enough, Kansas picked up some cases that seemed to kind of just roll through. You know, we don't want to just say, hey, the birds have come through, let our guard down, because there's probably some lingering cases around for sure.
Beyer highlights preventative measures to protect your flock.
Try to distance yourself as much as possible for anything that's not part of your flock, whether it be waterfowl. Those are particularly worrisome. If they meander around during the day and they head for a pond and then they mix with something coming through, that's what we'd like to put that distance between. So I chill them to try to bring it together, try to put some distance between them, keep them confined for a while. And themselves as well, you know, it's not a time to be visiting a lot of other people's farm ponds and try not to trade diseases if we can stay away from doing that. We brought in on clothing, on dirty shoes and things like that. So, you know, the general rule of thumb in the commercial industry is don't be around birds for 72 hours prior to going to a new farm. So it shows you how long things can linger.
The experts go on to explain the symptoms to keep an eye out for and what to do if these are identified.
Well, it's a respiratory disease, so you'd look for those symptoms. If you have backyard birds, you kind of know when one of them doesn't look right. It's not keeping up with the rest of the flock. They may be lagging back. But you'll start to see in an advanced case some swelling around the face. In a little more advanced state, you might see some coloration, maybe darker skin color. And then, of course, with HPA1, depending on the type it actually turns out to be, you can have some rapid death in the flock. So that's certainly something we want to know about.
We recommend any producer, if they've got a relationship with their veterinarian, that needs to be their first point of contact. If they walk out and they see conditions that concern them, whether it be sick bird or, you know, even unfortunately dead birds or even signs of it, make that call to your veterinarian. If for some reason that's not an option, we do have a Kansas Department of Ag toll-free number as well as a website where you can report to that, and then we'll make contact with you and help determine whether we are dealing with HPAI or not.
That was K-State Poultry Specialist Scott Beyer and Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith reporting on the highly pathogenic avian influenza in Kansas and how to keep it at bay. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Professional Barber Stylist asks listeners to support Project Blue Light for law enforcement by placing a blue light in the window to honor the men and women who lost their lives in the line of duty. From Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable. Always proud to support our local law enforcement.
KNDY.
Classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.